It's provided an opportunity to deepen our multi-party democracy and also to ensure that at least we can follow the path of rule of law to, I mean, at least maintain our stability as a nation. What we hope to do is to ensure that at least we can maintain what we call the Christian vision of the framers of this constitution, to ensure that democracy really involves the people and not, you know, allow it to turn into something else. We think by doing so, at least we can maintain this country as stable as, you know, we wish it to be.
According to the Electoral Commission, 13 of you have qualified to compete. Some Ghanaians are saying you are too many, and perhaps the plurality of the candidates makes it easy for the ruling party and by extension incumbent Vice President Bawumia to easily win the presidential contest. What is your take?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, there have been attempts in the past to come together. You know, we called ourselves political parties outside parliament, you know, with the acronym POC. Going forward, quite unfortunately, the participants, you know, many of us did not stick to the ideals that we're trying to advance, you know. So at the end of the day, we all have a vision to ensure that at least certain deficiencies, I mean, in governance, certain aspects of governance that do not promote full democracy and so on and so forth, differed, you know, probably from one participant to the other.
There are two giant political parties, the governing New Patriotic Party, the main opposition, the National Democratic Congress, and that their two leading candidates are the ones to look for, and that those of you who are independent and who are, they call the minor political parties, are just going to add to the number and spoil votes. What's your reaction to that?
We've been around for some time, quite a long time. The two so-called giants, I mean, the duopoly that you are talking about, would not fulfill our ideal or our dream of ensuring multi-party democracy. As a matter of fact, we so-called political parties outside parliament, and now the additional independent candidates that we have, all of us put together, have been a very beneficial moderating factor in ensuring that at least the tension that will have risen, and definitely it is so most of the time with the duopoly becomes a new creature far away from multi-party democracy. We have moderated the system. We are giving alternative views. I think with time, you know, the electorate will understand. As we speak, even now, the electorate is quite understanding that, look, they need an alternative, I mean, dispensation that probably might meet national aspiration and so on and so forth.
So, Mohammed, what is your core message to the people of Ghana? And do you think, realistically, you can win, or Ghanaians will have confidence in you to choose you as the next president of Ghana?
We are from a tradition, that calls for inclusive and participatory leadership. As a matter of fact, from our political antecedents, you know, and our political past, the framers of the 1992 Constitution envisaged a Christian democracy of the people. And then going forward, we believe that the wealth of the nation is the people. You know, we do not have probably to think that we need so much from outside, because the human capacity, the human capital that we have, you know, are the very means by which we can turn this country around. And we are aiming at zero unemployment. We think we can make it, you know, when we really deploy, you know, the necessary expertise that we have on the ground. Because, look, we have a lot of research findings, gathering dust on the shelves. We must pull all those things down. And we think, you know, this country can attain zero unemployment. So that is what we promised the nation.